Welcome to Minute with Mary, a podcast dedicated to network marketing and unleashing your confidence. So crank up that volume, get out your notepad, and let's turn your side hustle into the business of your dreams. Hi, everyone, and welcome. My name is Mary Larson. I'm an independent unique presenter, currently a green elite status presenter, but I'm going black soon. I know it. And I'm your host for this podcast. So in the last episode, I talked about how this month, October 2019, I put all sales focus on hold. I didn't care if I took home a single cent, that this month my entire focus was on sharing the kit, sharing with the opportunity, and growing my team. And just today, I was speaking with a fellow Green Status presenter, my friend Victoria, and she is sponsoring a ton of people. But she's also making a ton of sales at the same time. And I was like, hold up, how is this happening? And as she started to talk about it, I begged her. I said, I need you to come on my podcast. I need you to come on my podcast today. And that is what this episode is. So before we get into the rest of this show, I would love to invite you to subscribe. Ooh, I can say that word. Subscribe to the podcast. You can do that in any podcast app of your choice. The beautiful thing about this is that the podcast is automatically sent to your phone. You don't have to worry about downloading it. New episodes will come straight there, and you don't have to waste your data plan, which is great. You can also follow me at MinuteWithMary.com, or you can search all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Just search the hashtag MinuteWithMary and you'll be able to find me there. And if you're listening to this and you are not yet a presenter, come on in. The water's fine. Join the fun and head to JoinMinuteWithMary.com. Joining us today on the podcast is Victoria Romine. She is a fellow Green Elite Status presenter, has been with the company for now 2 years. She's a mom of two boys. Her oldest son is autistic, and she's an army wife. Now, Victoria is awesome. She's going to tell you a little bit about all sorts of things that have given her success, but also her struggles. Because you see, like many people listening, she came out guns a-blazing, rocking and rolling this business, and hit pink in actually 30 days. Hit pink in 30 days, guys. And then it took her a while. She didn't hit blue for 10 months. So if any of you here are struggling and you just feel like you're stuck, I want you to know that Victoria's story is completely inspirational, because her idea of how to change things in this company was all about switching her mindset and finding something that worked for her. Victoria, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. This is cool.
Awesome. So you and I, of course, had the amazing time of getting to meet each other in pretty much like a mansion on the ocean, which is like every girl's dream, right? That's like the dream vacation, especially for busy ladies like ourselves.
Yeah, it was fabulous. It was much needed.
Right? Exactly. And of course, you know, we were able to do this because of the hard work that we've put in, the creativity. And what is so great about this company is that everyone gets to put their own spin on their own individual business. Like no two presenters do the same thing. And, you know, you and I were just chatting just today about how each person is really like rocking at their business. And you were talking about the success that you're having. We're at the end of October 2019 right now, the success you're having with affiliate links, and then how you're flipping those affiliate hostesses into new presenters. So if you can give us a little rundown in case there is a new presenter who just joined and has no idea what an affiliate is, tell us a little bit about it and how you particularly do it.
So for me, I kind of ran my entire business for the first 2 years of my business, because I've been in this for 2 years. And so the first 2 years of my business, I was doing parties, and they were kind of hit or miss. But I found with parties that sometimes a lot of people don't want to do that. They don't want to open a group. They don't want to invite all of their friends in there. But people are a lot more willing to just make a simple post on their timeline for you. Mm-hmm. And so essentially that's what affiliate links are, is just getting people to make a post on their timeline for you with your link in the comments. And so their friends can go to your link, they can order, or they can comment if they need a color match, things like that. And so the way that I do it is I run my affiliates for 5 days at a time. And so they just make one post for me once a day for 5 days. And so I will have them all in a group chat. I'm typically running between 20 to 40 to 50 affiliates at a time.
Holy smokes.
And so I will just have them all in a group chat, and I send them all the same post once a day in that group chat. And so then they just go on their timeline and they make that post. And so that's essentially what the affiliate link is. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're having all these people who take whatever you tell them, copy and paste it, and they mm-hmm. post it on their own wall. And they're doing this the way that you're running it right now is you're doing it for 5 days worth of posts.
Yep, exactly. And I typically like to do it depending on what is in the kudos. So for example, right now, our kudos is amazing. It is the Flawless Floor again, which is focusing on foundation. And so this has been really big for sales as well, because I'm just having them post a picture of the foundation with whatever little blurb I give them. And so then it's easy to upsell the kudos that way to anybody that comments. Affiliates are great because you're getting the sales, but I also want to talk about how I'm sponsoring that way as well.
Yeah.
And so do you want me to just kind of go ahead and go so, into that?
Well, before you get into that, like how are you getting people interested in being affiliates? You know, so if someone has just recently joined, right. or maybe they were doing parties the way that it was done 3 years ago and that's not working for them, how are you actually, because to have 20 to 50 affiliates, you just made my jaw mm-hmm. drop, like, and you're doing that per week. So per how week. Are you getting people interested in being affiliates?
Yeah. So I kind of have a system that I've started using, and part of it is a list method that I'll kind of talk about in a second. But if you are just starting out, I typically message people that I've talked to, people that I have a relationship with. I'm going to just say something super simple. I'll say, hey girl, would you like to be my affiliate for the week? There's goodies in it for you. And then of course they're all going to ask, what is that? And then that's when I explain, it's super simple. I'm going to send you a post to make on your timeline once a day for 5 days, and you will have your own link in the comments. And so then if anybody orders from that link, then if your link hits $200, right, which is a qualified party, if your link hits $200, then you're going to start getting product credit, which everybody loves. But then I'm also offering like a little incentive for anybody that just does all five posts. I'm saying I'm going to send you a little something, just for doing it. And so I will typically just buy, a bundle of face mask samples
yep.
to send out to anybody that does all five. And so there's that incentive there where it's kind of a win-win for them, right? Because they're saying, well, okay, if my link hits $200, I'm going to get product credit, but I'm still going to get a little something from her either way. And so because it's a win-win, people are more willing to do it. But I will say I'm not just messaging 20 to 40 people. I'm messaging about upwards of 100 people a week.
Wow.
And so in order to do that, I'm continuing to grow my network. And the way that I'm doing it is, so say I have 20 affiliates this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that makes the post, their friends that like and comment on those posts, they're already interested in the product, right? And
yep.
so I'm shooting them a friend request. And it doesn't stop there. I'm not just adding them. They accept my request and I'm just forgetting that they're on my friend list. But I'm going to create monthly friends lists, right? And so I will go into, you have to do this on the laptop, which
okay.
is odd, but on your laptop, you create a friends list. You can call it new friends in October. And so as soon as somebody accepts my friend request, I'm adding them to that list. And then those are going to be my next round of affiliates. So then every day I'm going into that friends list and I'm building relationships with those people. I'm commenting on their posts. I'm sending them messages, talking to them about, oh my goodness, that top is so cute. Where did you get it? You know, we're just being girlfriends, mm-hmm. just talking, right? And then when it comes time to book my next round of affiliates, I've already kind of prepped and warmed up that market. And so then I'm sending them that same, hey girl, would you like to be my affiliate this week? There's goodies in it for you.
Awesome. So how long do you kind of wait before you, you know, so if you say if you added someone last week that liked a post mm-hmm. and you start this, you know, relationship with them online, because that's really what it is. You're just trying to be a human and have a great back and forth relationship. How long do you have that before you do ask them to be an affiliate?
So I go off of the month. And so, for example, my affiliates this month are all people that I added last month. So it typically takes, you know, a couple weeks to a month before I offer. And so I spend, so this month right now, all of my new friends that I'm adding, this is where I'm building the relationship with them. I'm talking to them. I'm getting to know them a little bit in Messenger. So then next month I can send them those messages to get them to be affiliates.
I love this. Now, just for people to understand, you, once again, are running 20 to 50 affiliate links per week. That's a lot mm-hmm. of work. That's a lot of checking on different people's profiles and likes and comments. Just so people know about how much time it takes, if you are going to be having that many affiliates running at once, what would you say mm-hmm. on average is how much time you spend on your unique business each day?
Honestly, it's gone down a lot, like as much time as I'm investing in it since I started doing affiliates, because you're kind of having them do the work for you by making the posts. So the hardest part really is just kind of building the relationship. Mm-hmm. And I would say I'm maybe focusing an hour a day building the relationships with them. And so what that looks like is just going into that friend list. And I'm not commenting on everybody's post. You know, I'm not messaging everybody, because if I have, you know, if I have about 200 to 300 new friends that I added last month, that's a lot to do in one sitting. And so I'm really only taking about 20 to maybe 30 a day and shooting them a message about something on their timeline or, you know, something that they posted about, getting them in Messenger about. So I'm talking to different people each day. And I just call it little touches. And so I'm not having full blown conversations, but, just talking to them about something on their timeline. And I typically do that about 2 to 3 times before I offer the affiliate, but I'm also, so I'm doing that in Messenger, but then typically once a week, I'm also making a post on my timeline to get affiliates. And so the post is just something so simple that says, you know, like some of my affiliates earned this mascara for free last week and I'm going to do it again. Who would like one? And so doing that, it's also enticing because mm-hmm. people are seeing that they can earn it for free. And so then all these people start commenting. And so you're sending them that message too. Hey girl, I'd love to get you the mascara. Would you like to be my affiliate for the week? And then, just goes full circle.
Now, what happens while you're sending these messages? You're currently doing it in a group chat, so it's easier for you. So it takes up less time rather than having to send 20 different chats to different people. How are you encouraging that group chat of lots of affiliates to not necessarily blow up each other's phones all the time?
Mm-hmm. So I tell them just in the beginning, I have a whole mock affiliate group mm-hmm. chat that I store all of my posts in there. And so the very first one that I send them is, hey ladies, I'm super excited to be doing this with you guys this week. These are always really fun, but I will encourage you guys, since I do have everybody in a group chat, please don't respond or do the thumbs up in there, just because we don't want to blow up everyone's notification.
Awesome.
And I let them know that I'm doing it as a group, just for efficiency, you know, because it's easier on me to just have them all in there. And I haven't had any complaints about that. I mean, I think I've had maybe one or two people that have just asked me, you know, can you just send me the message separately? Mm-hmm. Which is fine, because that's just one or two people. But yeah, it works really well just sending them all in the group chat that way.
Amazing. You must be very organized.
It's hilarious because I'm really not. But I found that I think this business has kind of made me more organized, because I think the first year of this, I just, I was all over the place, and I realized, you know what, success is going to come when I actually start to organize my life just in little pieces, just little pieces.
What would you recommend to people who are starting off, or maybe they just have a small network and they feel like they've asked everybody for an affiliate link and maybe they get one or two at a time? What kind of advice would you be giving them to keep them going forward with this method?
Well, first off, that was totally me. I was a kidnapper when I started and didn't want anything to do with direct sales at all because I had failed at two other direct sales companies before I even started this. And so when I actually decided to give this a go and maybe try to get some sales, maybe try to get some parties, I sold one mascara and that was it. And I had two people book parties with me. And so then I realized I had to start doing things to grow my network when my network wasn't interested. And so to do that, I found a couple different things. First off, branding yourself on your timeline so that people can relate with you. Like, for example, for me, I'm obsessed with Target and Starbucks and Chick-fil-A. So what I did was I actually went to the Target Facebook page, the Starbucks Facebook page, and I started friend requesting people on those pages.
Wow.
Because then they are going to see what I'm posting about on my timeline.
Yep.
And so they're going to comment on things that I'm posting about Target, about Starbucks, about Chick-fil-A. And so we're already relating on that level. And so I'm already kind of building that relationship. But then another thing that I do is I joined a bunch of Facebook groups that just I could relate with. You know, I could relate with toddler moms and whatever's going on in your life, whatever you can relate with, join those Facebook groups and make friends that way.
Awesome. That is really, really smart. I never would have thought of going to direct pages, but you're right. If that's part of your brand, if it's part of what you're actively posting on your own wall that people will be noticing anyway, then it makes sense that if they do a quick scroll and say, who's this lady who just ran request to me, that if they see something about Target, they're going to be like, she's my person. She is my person. She loves Target too. I love that idea. Okay, so you grew your network over time and you've become really, really serious about this business and now you're cranking out these affiliate links, keeping it simplified by having them all in a chat, and you are now sponsoring through these affiliate links. So tell me about this flip, because this is like the ultimate cherry on top is that, you know, ideally we want people who are our customers or our hostesses to come and join us, to come and join us along for this ride. So how are you making that happen?
So this has been the gold for me. Like, this has been gold because I struggled a lot with sponsoring in the beginning and finding people that actually wanted to do the business. And I found that by doing affiliate links, these people that are making the posts, they're already willing to make product posts on their timeline. One, that's one thing that I noticed was they're already willing to do that. But then I also realized that a lot of people, they just need to see that they could be successful with this. And so offering the affiliate link to them, it shows them that their network is interested. And so as their friends start commenting, you know, send me details, I want one, you know, asking what the price is, saying they're interested in this, I send the affiliates a voice message. And I always do voice message because it's genuine, it's authentic. You know, they're hearing in my voice that I'm serious about this. And I'm excited about their potential. And so I'm sending them that voice message and I'm saying, hey lady, okay, you have so much interest in your network. I just have to ask you, have you ever thought about doing this? Because this could be your commission right now. And so when they start to realize, oh, you know, my friends want to order, I could be making money right now in 3 hours. There's just something in their head that kind of starts to click. And when they realize their friends want to order right now, like this can be money in their pocket right now, it gets them to join sooner rather than stopping to think about it. And okay, maybe, you know, all of that. They start to realize the potential that they actually have with it. And then it's this huge momentum when they do join and they realize that they can have wild success with this. It's exciting for them and that fire just keeps them going and they start promoting and it just goes full circle.
Awesome. So, all right. So you've got a person who said yes to being an affiliate. She posts the first day on her wall about the foundation. People are going gaga for it. She ends up getting your voice memo and she's like, yes, yes, I will. All right. I'm in. I'm joining. So now she has to wait a few days for her kit and she has the next 4 days of these affiliate links lined up. What are you doing as her sponsor? You know, she's going to get that kit after her affiliate links most likely have, after the, you know, the posting schedule has ended. What kind of advice are you now giving this new presenter as she moves forward? Obviously, she's going to make money. She's going to be, if she's able to make sales from these affiliate links posts. So you've pretty much done the work for her for the next 4 days. But what happens on day five?
So that's the kicker. Is part of it, I'm still kind of tweaking and trying to figure out myself. But yes, so I have her continue with those posts. And then I also let her know that she can search on Facebook for more posts, and I direct her where to go with Facebook groups and how to find other product posts. But the very first thing I always have them do is shout themselves out on their timeline, because their excitement is going to be contagious. People are going to be interested in that, and they're going to see, now I can support my friend, right? So now it's not, I'm just supporting this girl. I'm supporting my friend. This is someone I know personally, and they are all about supporting them. And so I always have them make their shout out posts, and then I get them started. I direct them on how to create their own VIP group. And I have I personally have a mock group, right? A mock VIP group that's got all sorts of posts for them to just kind of get them started in that group. But one of the most important things is teaching them to get in Messenger. And so, because a lot of times, and I think a lot of people don't realize this because they think we're being consistent with our posts, but so much happens in Messenger. Yes. Like all of the good stuff happens in Messenger. And so I have them send, you know, one of those same pictures of foundation in Messenger to about 50 of their friends and family, just saying something like, hey mom, I'm not sure if you saw, but I just went into business for myself and I'm so super excited. This is the foundation I've been sharing about. And so I'm going to start getting some orders together. Do you want me to grab one for you? And that way they're immediately reaching out to them. And this is a great way for them to start booking affiliates, because if anyone responds with, I can't afford it, or no, not right now, they can respond with, you know what, that's okay. Let's at least do an affiliate link for you so that we can earn it for you for free. And so that goes full circle as well.
Holy flippin' smokes. Look at that. That is amazing. Yep. Seriously, so good. So you, of course, have this massive momentum going on, and we're about to hit into November. So I don't know, this is just like off the cuff, but have you thought if you're going to be changing any of this for November, just because we do have the Black Friday stuff, or are you hoping to kind of keep it based upon whatever the kudos is for next month?
You know, I really haven't thought about it too much because Black Friday is always so big. I know that I typically do some big Messenger event. I get a big old group chat with all my customers and anybody that's interested. And I solely focus on Black Friday in that Messenger event, but I'm still going to be doing affiliates leading up to it. And the spray affiliates have been so good lately that I'm thinking, I might just kind of change the bundle around to focusing on one of the other bundles that we have, one of the other collections that we have that has the foundation in it. And so then upsell them that collection instead.
Great. I love this. Now, of course, you are a busy mom. So you've got all these affiliates going on, and then you have customers who particularly, you know, I'll be real with you. I have been afraid of doing affiliate links this particular month. I did them for the big mascara push, the big 4D push. We came back from convention. It was like, let's sell the mascara to everybody. And then this month, of course, it's the Flawless 4. But also, I've personally been sponsoring. Like, that's been my big push, has been talking about the kit. I've barely talked about the kudos. And also, I'll be real, I've kind of been afraid of having to color match tons of people at once if I am doing a lot of affiliate links. So how are you finding that balance as a wife, as a mom, and trying to color match all these people?
Oh, yeah. Well, the very first thing that I would suggest to anybody, and it took me so long to figure this out, turn off your notifications on Messenger, because for the longest time I would sit there and as soon as someone would send me a selfie, I felt like I just had to stop everything I was doing and color match this person immediately. And it's not that serious.
Yes.
It's not that serious. And so I, you know, try to go about my day and not be on my phone as much because I am busy. You know, I've got my kids, I've got my husband, I've got the home to keep up. And so I will try to set aside time when I'm on my phone and when I'm not. And so then when I'm on my phone, I'm not scrolling Facebook. I am in Messenger. I am working. And so I will work for about maybe, you know, 30 to 45 minutes and then put my phone down. And so whatever I can get done in that time, that gets done. And so if that means that somebody needs to wait to be color matched until tomorrow, that's okay.
Yes.
And yeah, just kind of not being so crazy about it, because I did that for the longest time and it stressed me out. And so this is just take a breather. It's not that serious. Things like that can wait.
Oh, amazing. So last question that I'm thinking about with these affiliates, one of the issues that my affiliates had, and I don't know if you have any input on this, is I had some who are not very active on social media. So then the only posts going on their walls were these posts that I was sending them. Do you ever give these affiliates a little bit of a pep talk about how to make their posts seem a bit more authentic, or, you know, not so out of the blue, or how to get that engagement up a little bit?
I don't really give them much of a pep talk aside from telling them that they should and could, if they want to, tag their friends in their posts. And so that could be tagging them in the comments or actually tagging them in the post, because then their friends are going to see it instead of just, you know, them posting and they may or may not have friends see it.
Yeah.
So tagging them definitely helps.
Great. And you're creating party links for each of these particular affiliates as long as they haven't joined. Is that what you're doing?
So I kind of stopped doing that because it took so much time, especially when I had so many going at once. And so I found that it's so much easier for me to just open one party link in my own name. And then that way, if for some reason their link didn't qualify, then that Ycash would still be collected and I could use that towards anybody that did earn something, or just use it for later to put towards whatever, grab bags, things like that.
How are you keeping it if someone finds that link? You know, of course, with this particular month, most people are probably contacting you to be color matched. But if someone just clicks the link in the comments and you don't know whose hostess they were, how are you handling that situation?
So, good question. I look at mutual friends. And so I will go to that person. So say I get a notification that Sally Richards ordered foundation for me, and I don't know who she is. I will go to her timeline. So I will just search her, right? And I've always been able to do this. I will search their name and then it'll show up who they're mutual friends with. And so then I will actually write down Sally Richards was friends with Susie Lou, you
awesome.
Know?
Yes.
And then that way I'm able to figure out who ordered from who.
That's awesome. And I figured, like, worst comes to worst, you're getting their email in that confirmation email
yes.
that we get. So if worst comes to worst, you can email them and say, hey, I just wanted to make sure I knew who you were buying this from to make sure that they got
yes.
credit. So awesome.
Exactly.
Victoria, you
yeah.
totally have blown my mind. Like, you have,
aww.
You are just rocking and rolling. And I love what you said about how, you know, you were doing things, but it wasn't until really you decided to do you decided to kick it up a major notch. Like, that's when you decided to make this mm-hmm. big difference. So for the fact, if someone's listening now and they're saying, oh my gosh, 20 to 40 to 50 affiliate links a week, I could never do that. It's not that you can never do it. It's just that you have to decide to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. And it really does take a little bit of organization, which is super hard. And I think that's one thing with our business that I'm trying to find the words right now. We are in a self-motivated business, and that's really, really hard for a lot of people. But I think if you can organize yourself and discipline yourself a little bit, anybody can do this. Anybody can.
So if anyone can be doing this business, which I completely believe, what would you suggest is like the most important part when it comes to having a successful business?
I think the biggest thing as far as the business goes was really just switching the mindset, because I hit pink in 30, and then I didn't hit blue for about 10 months. And I struggled to even requalify pink forever. And I think it was because my mindset wasn't in the right place. I doubted myself a lot. And then even when I hit blue, it was just because I was making a mad run for Cancun. I had two girls qualified and I did all the sales myself, but I still didn't have the team. And I still think that it was the mindset. And so that was June of last year that I earned Cancun, and then I still went until January. I just kind of decided no more. I'm going to go hard. I at that point was not even requalifying pink. Up until January, I wasn't even requalifying pink. And I just said no more. I'm going to be green in 30 days.
Wow.
And I did a 90-day run. I went live every day for 90 days. And I was doing parties like crazy, and I went from not struggling to requalify pink to finally requalifying blue in January, requalifying blue in February, and then even green status, I was sitting at 4,000 PRS on March 23rd, and I hit green, in a week. I don't even know how it happened. That was the biggest blur ever. But yeah, it's mindset. It's all mindset.
It really is. And then helping your team believe in themselves too. I mean, that's the thing, is so frequently people hit green, kind of like how you did. It's how I did when I first hit green, where we have massive, massive PRS, but that is just not sustainable for the long run. And I think that that's one of the things. It's so exciting. It's like eating Thanksgiving dinner. When you first hit green, you've got so much PRS and you have so much personal commissions, and then you get all the great bonuses from it. And you're like, this is flipping amazing. But you're also exhausted because you just sold personally most of the green. Right? Exactly. They're like, we're not going to buy from you for a year. And you're like, well, that won't work. And that's one of the things that, whether you're running for pink or blue or green or beyond, generally that first time you hit that promotion, just like what happened to you hit pink in 30 and then didn't hit blue for 10 months. Your current network was done, and you also had to learn how to teach others to succeed and not burn out in the process themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
So then when did you hit green again? You hit it in March?
I hit it in March, and then I earned Utah in May. And now I have a really strong green team. And with my one girl, she's about to go blue. Yeah. And then she's on board with running green next month. So
amazing.
We'll see. I've been trying to hype her up and let her know November is massive.
Yes.
So just be prepared.
That's the thing. Everyone just needs to know that if you want to, catapult yourself in this business, if you want to make some serious money, November is so the ideal time. And, everybody know, if you are going to be doing affiliates, especially for the first 3 weeks, just to let your friends and family know, this is the scoop. This is my month. do you have any other last words of advice on this topic, or do you feel like you've been able to share all the good nuggets?
I think I was able to share everything I've got.
Awesome.
I think you've got it all.
Well, thank you so much once again.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
See what I mean? Pure nuggets of gold wisdom right there. And what I love about this is it is so different from the approach that I've been doing in October. And this is one of the coolest things about our company, is that we are all in this together. Where is Zac Efron? We need to get your head in the game, because we're all in this together, guys. Yes, I just made a High School Musical reference. I'm a complete dork if you haven't picked that up by now. But seriously, all of our leaders, we want each other to get better. We want each other to have massive success in this company, because the better that we are and the more that we are able to produce with this company, the better that we're able to support our teams, the better the whole company does, the better the reputation of Unique does. So if you have found something that works for you, shout it from the rooftop. Shoot me a message on Facebook and say, girl, I need to come on because I've got another nugget that can also help other people. So thanks again, Victoria, for literally dropping everything, coming onto the podcast at last minute. I truly, truly appreciate you, and I appreciate your insight in this topic. In fact, I actually had someone ask me, like, why did I choose this music? I am a saxophone player, and so much of my music love is like ska and reggae and just like Dixieland stuff. I love all that kind of stuff. So that's why my musical choices are the way that they are. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Minute with Mary podcast. I would love for you to connect with me. Honestly, truly, seriously, you listen to this podcast episode, you like it, let me know. Head on over to your social media of choice and search that hashtag Minute with Mary. And if you feel like this episode provided value in your business, I would love it if you headed on over to that podcast app that we were talking about earlier in the episode and leaving me an honest review and rating. You can share this episode with your team, with your friend, shoot it in Messenger. The word of mouth has always been, and seriously will always be, the best way that podcasts are discovered. And if you want to hear more of me and the other podcasts that I do, along with this one, you totally can. I podcast with my husband about generally TV shows and books because we, once again, complete nerds. You can check that out at maryandblake.com. As for now, thank you so much for listening. My name is Mary Larson. Get out there and unleash your confidence. We'll be right back.